Last Word on Business.
With Forvis Mazars, your professional services partner. Visit forvismazars.com/IE to find out more.
Ian Guider of the Business Post. Is empty office space in Dublin starting to fill up again?
A tiny little bit, Matt. We've had a report out today by the real estate company BNP Paribas, and they say that between April and the end of June, there was a big rebound in the amount of office space that was taken up by companies. They say that about 86,000 square metres of office space was leased in the quarter. That's the most amount taken out in 2.5 years. And in fact, it's well above the 60,000 square metre average that's been seen across Ireland every quarter over the past decade. Now, part of it is down to a number of leases that were signed for some big office buildings, that there's been a few leases taken on by tech companies which have hired a lot of space. But they are pointing out that this, as I said, the first increase in a long time. The big problem, Matt, is the structural trends that are going on in the property market. The amount of people that are working from home, that are not going into the office, it's still quite high. They have surveyed in BNP Paribas a lot of the companies they talk to, and they say that working from home is still, on average, 34% of the week. People are 34% of employees are working from home across the week. It's creeping up a bit, but it has stabilized. And if you have that amount of people working from home, you don't need as much space as you have. The other big issue, Matt, is the amount of vacant office space that's available. If you look across Dublin, there's an old stock of offices that have been left vacant even prior to the pandemic. And there's a load of new buildings that have come onto the market. BNP estimates that about 140,000 square metres of new office space was added to the stock of buildings in Dublin. And if you look at what's currently under construction, anybody in the city that goes by a building site can name all of the big projects that are coming to completion between now and the end of next year, and that will add a further 250,000 square metres to the office supply in this country. And even if there's been a bit of a rebound, even if it reverts to the norm as it has been in the last decade, that will still leave a huge amount of vacancies. And the report talks about you could have up to 1 in 7, maybe just under 1 in 7 offices vacant at the moment right now between old stock and all of that new supply. So that means for anybody out there who is signing a new lease, you're probably getting better terms. But if you're the owner of it, and if you borrowed money to buy it at higher interest rates, well, you're sitting on something that's probably not as valuable right now than it was a couple of years ago.
Okay, how profitable is the Irish legal profession?
We don't know the actual numbers, but they are all at the big end of the legal market, extremely profitable, growing their revenues and growing their fee income. Really interesting little report out today by a financial advisory company called Evelyn Partners. And they went and talked to 111 law firms. They talked to the top 20 law firms, the biggest ones in the country. You think of the well-known Irish household name law firms and all of the so-called magic circle law firms that came in from London and the United States. And of those top 20 firms, 18 of them say they have raised their fees over the past year because business has been so busy. And that led to record profits and record revenues. And their biggest challenge is hiring enough staff. And they're having to pay bumper salaries to employees. They increased their salaries to solicitors and counsel last year by 15%. So that was a real terms pay rise for many, many well-qualified people out there. But if you look at small law firms out there, yes, many of them are raising their fees. About 2/3 of them are raising the fees they're charging to customers and clients. But only half of them saw profits and revenues rise. And in fact, 1 in 5 of them saw their profits decline. And most of them, about 40% of them, say, we actually didn't raise pay last year. Our biggest issue is cost cutting. So you can see a big divergence in this country between the big corporate law firms who serve multinational companies, who are involved in complex tax issues, who are involved in all sorts of major takeover deals, and their services are all in demand. And then you have your local town and city solicitor who's probably above the shop somewhere around the country, and they're struggling right now because there's so many of them and they're not able to get their fees up. And I've got a tiny violin out for them, Matt.
In a minute, tell us about why Elon Musk is moving the headquarters of both X and SpaceX from California to Texas.
Well, he tweeted last night that he will be moving about 5,000 employees from California, where SpaceX has one of its offices, to Texas, where it has its Starbase. And also the headquarters of X, formerly Twitter, may move from Silicon Valley, from San Francisco even, to somewhere in Texas, because he is complaining about new laws that are coming into effect in California. And he is wading into the culture wars once again. He has been going on for quite some time about gender identity, and he is in disagreement with a new law that's coming into effect in California that many people are actually supporting. But he's saying that he doesn't agree with it and he is going to move his two companies' headquarters.
Ian Guider from the Business Post. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.